Life has many hard lessons. According to linguist Jeff Nunberg, some of the earliest and most painful are subtly conveyed in our first English composition classes.
There's a charming sequence in Barry Levinson's recent film Avalon about growing up in Baltimore in the early 50s. The young boy Michael is having his first grammar lesson.
Can is whether you're capable of doing something. May is asking for permission. Yes, Michael?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Michael, do you want to repeat that question?
Oh, no, I'm going to be an example.
Michael?
I said, can I go to the bathroom?
You can, but you may not.
Well, can I or can't I?
I don't think you've been paying attention to this lesson, have you, Michael K?
Yes, I have.
So, how would you rephrase the question?
Can I please go to the bathroom?
The teacher sends Michael into the hall to ponder the mysteries of English grammar. The principal finds him there, brings the boy to his office, and the boy's immigrant grandfather is sent for.
What's the problem? He asked to go to the bathroom.
He asked, but he asked incorrectly.
You raised his hand, didn't he?
Yes, he did, Mr. Kraczynski, but the point is it was a lesson about may and can.
Okay, it's fine with me. So what's the problem?
He asked, can I go to the bathroom? The teacher said, you can, but you may not.
That's confusing to the kid, because you're saying you can, and then you say, you can, but you can't.
I don't think you understand the subtleties of the English language, Mr. Kraczynski.
The story's apocryphal, of course, but that doesn't mean it's false. That's what schools are there for, to reenact the apocrypha for each generation. I have no doubt that this really happened to Barry Levinson when he was growing up in Baltimore. I know for sure it happened to Dwayne Bernheimer in New York in 1953, when he and I were in the third grade together. I can still see the little smile twitching around the corners of Mrs. Rooney's mouth when Dwayne handed her the setup line. And I'm willing to bet that even as we speak, there are children sitting in classrooms in Philadelphia and Fresno with their eyebrows furrowed and their knees pressed together while the teacher says to them, yes, Kimberly, or yes, Jesus, or yes, Hiroko, you can go to the bathroom, but you may not. What makes the can-may business so difficult anyway? It's supposed to be a matter of politeness, but my just barely 2-year-old is already saying thank you whenever you give her something, or for that matter, whenever she gives you something. And 3-year-olds are already the masters of please in 1,000 incantations. But can and may isn't about politeness. It's the first lesson in the grammar of institutional power. After all, in real life, it's only institutions that tell us what we may do. Employees may switch benefit plans at any time within the first 30 days. Jurors may not speak with the press. But you don't expect to hear a friend tell you, you may ride to the party with us. Civil people don't make a point of giving permission. It's a tough concept for an 8-year-old mind to grasp. And even if we all get it sooner or later, it comes at a price. From that time on, we feel a twitching of sphincters whenever the subject of grammar is raised.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist associated with Stanford University and the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.